Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today's Juneteenth celebrations include a parade in Nubian Square, Roxbury, the commercial district that's home to the Frugal Bookstore. It's the only Black-owned bookstore in the neighborhood. Leonard Egerton and Clarissa Cropper Egerton are the husband and wife owners of the shop, and they say it's more than a business.
It is a place that we are trying to hold on to in this community, to become a staple in this community, to become the place to be, the place to go for diverse literature, for predominantly Black, Latino authors and other authors of color.
We're creating our brand so that we can have a legacy for our children as well as the community. Leonard, you know, mentioned being a staple in the community, and we want to see that continue generations to come.
We have books in this store that we didn't see when we were growing up. And it's a real, real pleasure and a joy to be able to have these kinds of books in our store, books that reflect the people in the community. It's a beautiful sight when folk come in and they're like, wow, look at all these books with Black people on, colorful books, children just having a good time with their parents and by themselves too. We also want to be able to help increase the literacy rate. And there's no better way of increasing the literacy rate than to be able to read books that talk about you.
We do a lot of business with schools, having book signing events and showcasing local authors as well as artists. That's part of what our mission is in our way of giving back.
What does Juneteenth mean to you and to your customers?
For me and my family, we've always heard about Juneteenth. It wasn't something that was really taught to us or to me in school, but I heard about it amongst family members. To now have it as an official holiday and it be celebrated across the country, it says a lot. We all know the history and the story behind Juneteenth. So to have it be celebrated in a positive way, it is a wonderful thing. And for our customers, there are books that, and there have been books written about Juneteenth. So within the past 2 years now, those Juneteenth books, people are requesting them. They're looking for adult books. They're looking for children's and youth books. We have books by people who have researched it and who want to educate others about it.
Leonard?
Like Clarissa, I had the same experience. You know, it wasn't known when I was younger. As I became a teen and started venturing out, it became known. It wasn't popular like it is now. And I just think that it is also a really, really good thing that it has become nationally recognized. It's a statement as to where we are now as a country. As far as our customers, they're coming looking for those books. And they were coming before it was a holiday because people knew about it. It just wasn't as widely known as it is now. And now that it is a holiday, more and more people are coming into the knowledge of Juneteenth.
I'm curious what books people have been buying in connection with Juneteenth.
So on Juneteenth.
That's a big one.
Yep, that's a popular one. People are buying, I think, more children's books
than
they are adults. And we see a lot more children's books. The fact that so many children's books are coming out and have come out about Juneteenth, it goes to show like teaching our children about Juneteenth is important because that's where it should. We should all be taught these things when we're young. When children are young is, you know, it will stick with them and be with them longer, and then they'll be able to pass it along and share it to either their friends or family or, you know, their children as they get older.
And the children's books tell the story. They go right to the story. It's not all complicated like it would be in an adult book. It's like they put it where the goats can get it, you know, right at the roots.
Do you have a Juneteenth message for the community?
I would like to see all just continue to get to know and to continue to study history and to bond together through that history.
Yeah, I like that. Continue to get to know.
Leonard Egerton and Clarissa Cropper Egerton, owners of the Frugal Bookstore in Nubian Square, Roxbury.
I wish I could live like I'm